Welcome to the June edition of the Parent Link Mobile Podcast. My name is Nick Swetnam. I am the Family Ministries Pastor at Christ Church of Scottsdale. This podcast is designed to help partner with you as a parent as you raise your child spiritually. Hey, so this month we wanted to talk a little bit about time, a little bit about the amount of time that we have and that how that affects our kids and just our mental and spiritual state when we do that. I mean, if you had to give financial advice to a friend, I mean, you could boil all your years of learning into a pretty simple formula, right? At least we should be able to. Spend less than you make. If you spend less than you make, you have more money at the end of the day. Now, we know that's true, and it's incredibly easy to understand. The problem is it's always very hard to do because, and well, this is really true as well, our desire always outpaces our resources. What we want to do always is more than what necessary what we have. I always want more than I have. And if that's true financially, you know, I really wonder if it's also true personally. And I really think it is. I mean, families are running at a very fast pace these days. And the temptation of the parent is to give out more than we take in. In fact, we define great parenting as the parent who's always sacrificing, always doing more, always giving themselves away for the sake of their children, and we applaud that. But if it's true financially that if you spend more than you make, you go bankrupt, do we need to ask the question if that's also true personally? Spiritually, can you give more to your kids spiritually than you yourself take in? I mean, every time you build into your kids spiritually, if you're doing it authentically, you're making a withdrawal. And that needs to be offset with a deposit. Emotionally, and this one's clear, every time you intervene in a fight, every time you pour into your daughter's hurt feelings, every time you invest in your son, it's a withdrawal. Which is why we sometimes have all the time in the world for our kids, but our spouse walks in the door and we snap. The withdrawals have outpaced the deposits and there's nothing left. I mean, what about relational deposits? I mean, you're so strapped with the relationships that you're building into, who's building into you? Willard Hardy, in his book, His Needs, Her Needs, brings up this concept. Now, he's talking about it in relation to married couples. And what he calls it, the love bank. So every time someone deposits into your love bank, that's a deposit and things are positive. But every time you get in a fight, an argument, that's a withdrawal. Every time you say something negative, you have a withdrawal. But here's the interesting thing. When I was first married, I thought that just applied to my wife and myself. But here's what I've come to learn over the years. Other people can deposit and withdraw from your love bank, from your bank of what you have emotionally, spiritually, and everything else in between. So what about physical deposits? I mean, parents, I mean, come on. You're up early to make lunches after losing 2 hours of sleep because of a crying baby, working late to make money to pay the bills. We squeeze sleep again and again and exercise. I mean, if we exercise, maybe it's every now and again. Maybe it's this time, but not that time. I mean, who really has the time for working out? Physically, we give and we give and we give and we end up exhausted with very little left and very little to give. So here's a question. Do you think as a parent you might be spiritually, emotionally, relationally, and physically overdrawn? And if so, what do you do about it? I mean, that's a huge question, but it's so important. For many of us, it might mean some serious changes. In fact, some of you are starting to think about this right now, and you're getting worried that there's no way out. The task is so great and the problem so deep that you're banking on just getting through the next decade, and maybe then when the kids are older, you can find some margin. Well, you could do that, but I mean, how effective would that be? Do you think your kids might just see through it all and want a parent who wasn't constantly overdrawn? A study was done a few years ago that asked this very question. It asked, if you were granted one wish that would change the way your mother's or father's work affects your life, what would that wish be? And then in a parallel study, more than 600 mothers and fathers were asked to guess what their children's wish would be. So what do you think? I mean, think about it for a second. What do you think the answer would be? What would your kids want most from you? Well, most parents, 56%, guessed their children would wish for more time with them. But they were wrong. Catch this, they were wrong. Only 10% of children made that wish about their mothers, and 15.5% made that wish about their fathers. So what do kids actually want? Are you ready for this? Most children actually wish that their mothers, 34%, and their fathers, 27.5%, would be less stressed and tired. They didn't wish for more time. They wished that their parents would be less stressed and tired. So where do you start? I mean, it can just be overwhelming. Now, here's what I'd love for you to do this week. Sit for an hour in silence and think about whether you're in balance, whether you have extra reserves, or if you're overdrawn. I say silence because, well, it's so rare. I mean, think about the society that we live in. Maybe we always have the TV on when we're home, or we have our, you know, smartphones in our hands, or our laptops, or our iPads, or whatever the case may be. We've always got something going. And I think about this personally in my life. We actually, Melinda and I, have a pretty extended personal family. And we spend a lot of time with our family over at family's houses. And we're talking nieces and nephews and, you know, sisters and parents. And it's kind of a madhouse whenever we go over there. And we always laugh and joke because we almost have to mentally prepare ourselves before we go to our family's house. Now, don't get me wrong, we love being there. But every time after we leave, we feel exhausted because of the noise, because of the volume that's involved. We've all just learned to kind of like, you know, talk, and then the other person wants to talk, so they start talking over. Or maybe the TV's on, now you got to turn it up, and pretty sure before you know it, the volume's at 11, and you have no way of being able to hear. And when you go to walk out of the house, you feel tired because of everything that was going on around you. Silence is so rare in our society. I mean, when you drive to work, do you ever turn the radio off, or is it always on? Are you always listening to something? Are you always having something in front of you? When you're having dinner as a family, is the TV on? Is that the first thing you do when you get up in the morning? Do we ever just sit and think in silence? So this week, take an hour, just 1 hour, and sit in silence. And after you've had that hour to reflect, to pray, maybe read your Bible and reflect on it, start a conversation. Start a conversation. Maybe it's with your spouse or a good friend or a close family member, and start a plan to change your reality if you're overdrawn. The plan could vary. It could mean giving, you know, your spouse some time off to get some more sleep, or agreeing that you'll run one morning a week or evening each week. I mean, it could mean carving out devotional time. It might mean cultivating a great friendship so your deposits come more frequently. It could mean going to a hotel for just one night and leaving the kids with friends or a great babysitter and sleeping for 12 hours. I don't know what it is, but all I know is that most parents need greater spiritual, emotional, relational, and physical deposits in their lives. Now, as motivation, think about 5 years from now. Do you want to be dragging your heels at your kids' kindergarten, eighth grade graduation, or high school graduation? I mean, do you want to have merely survived their childhood years? Or do you want to have reserves to actually celebrate, engage, and delight in the gift God has given you and your children? When children see you, will they see a dad or a mom with an active, alive relationship with God, or someone who's coasting on memories from decades ago? Will they see a parent who has embraced life, or a parent who has just run on empty too long? Someone who is exhausted and depleted. Who, after all, would sign up for a life like that? Sometimes in the anxiousness of wanting to do so much for our kids, we deplete ourselves and end up working against the very thing we're trying to accomplish. This week, spend an hour in silence. Make this time very personal and reflect and pray in the stillness about whether you are overdrawn spiritually, emotionally, physically, and relationally. And then take action. Put your plan into place. Hey, we hope this podcast has been an encouragement to you as a parent. Here at CCS, we're always trying to partner with the parent as you raise your child spiritually. Go take action, recharge, and become the parent that God wants you to be.